Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I hardly had a belly full. Never knew a new bicycle had me down, but some shoes they brought the Yuletides in July. I rode a bus, a train, sometimes strolling for miles to a movie show, singing the song Shoo-be-doo, while birds and rich folks flew right on by. But we got by, we got by. Bright in July with that hot dog fun. Tell your mama you're with too, baby. You bring some beans and I will find the wine. Them neon lights will brighter too. And sneaking back home with this girl named Joe, I hurry down to say I do. And instead my first man shied in the eye. Oh, but we got by. We got by. Oh, we got by. Lord knows we got by. Sometimes I say, belly full, y'all, and finally that bicycle working, praying June to June, and mama's got L.A. gleaming in her eyes. Oh, causing me to tremble.
Yes, indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP is in there saying we give thanks because we got by. We got by, bro. We got by.
Yes, sir. You know, it's very interesting that you're playing that song because I was earlier today. I was actually going to call you and be like, yo, because that man Al Jarreau is like, I mean, you can't do too much more with your voice aside from, I don't know, hooking it up to a machine. But that man, that song right there, I had me a little Al Jarreau concert earlier. I was like, oh, man, this cat right here. He definitely, you know, that older music show you how to love, show you how to get by, you know. Like,
he definitely is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's always a message, man. So I've been out here trying my best to be a human being. I don't know if it's working or not, bro, but hell, I'm trying anyway because I heard that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what it is. That's what it is, bro. So how's the real world, bro?
Shoot, it's cold right now.
I see. You shouldn't even talk about the weather, man. Why do black people always want to talk about the weather? We know the weather, man. The hawk came out. The hawk brought his friends today. I put on the coat.
Man.
The hawk told his friends, take the coat off. It don't even work. It don't work, bro.
The hawk's like, where were y'all going again? I'm everywhere.
Yeah, back in the house, man. But, you know, it's color weather, man. So I'm going to go ahead and behave myself and get down to this color weather because it's what it is tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some color music, at least for a little bit, JP, because I need to be cuddled just a tiny bit, man. Here we go. Here we go. Check us out. Check us out, man. We gone now.
Away.
In the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priestalica. JP, is that color music or what?
Plenty of colors in there.
Oh, man. He said colors. I said cuddle. I tell you, I'm trying to get to the color. It's wintertime out here, man. It's wintertime, man. Cuddle. I know it's colors in it. I know that already. That was Miss Brenda Russell, man. That was Miss Brenda Russell. And before that, that was Miss Marva King. You know what I'm saying?
Marva King definitely trying to make
me
cuddle.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm like, yo, man. Look, I've been listening to so much of her music that I didn't even know that she was on the music I was listening to from a longer time, bro. I mean, for 25, 30 years. You catch me? So I was playing this song the other day, and I was like, hold on. This sounds like... And I read the call. I said, it's Marva. Let me call her on the phone. I know she gets tired of me calling her like all the rest of these folks that's in the business. I got your number. I'm calling you because I'm hot. And I be thinking about you while I'm jamming your music. You know what I'm saying? So if you got some music out there that you want us to think about, you can always, always submit your music to 30 Basement Radio. We're going to get the link for you sometime this evening where you can hit this segment, go or no. That's where you've got some professionals in the business that have not been tampered with themselves. We have all been effed over, but we know the business outside and in because we're on the outside trying to get back in. Where's warm at? Because it is cold, JP. It is cold out here. Yeah, man. So what is it, man? What is it? What you got coming up for this Ain't Shit Funny segment, bro?
Oh, man, we're going to be talking about food tonight.
Food?
Or so-called food.
Oh, Lord, man, not the genetic and the clone and all that stuff.
So-called food. Yeah, we can get a little bit into all that, with the food.
Oh, man, food, I don't know if I got that. I don't know. I don't even like to say I'm a, because that I know it's going to be deep right about that. So, look, man, this is what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to put it on this song because I was thinking. Let me go ahead and do a little thinking while you thinking, okay? Because I got to be thinking. I got to be thinking about something. Right. Food? And it ain't even food? Isn't that food, JP?
That's right. That's right.
Don't tell us that. Don't tell us we eating. What's that movie where I saw when I was a kid? Gangland Green or something? Gang Green. You ever see that movie?
Gang Green?
Something green. No, it's something green, man. Soul and Green. It was a movie back when I was a kid, man. I know it was a long time ago.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Man, Google that. Soul and Green. They kill you at a certain age and make all the old people die, and then they recycle you, and people be eating you and drinking you.
Damn.
What? Oh, man, Google that movie right there, Soul and Green. I'm going to think of some other stuff, man. What? You don't think it's a long time stuff coming out, bro? Soul and Green.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I spelled it right. I think it's Charleston Heston or some other people, but if you Google it, it'll come up, man. Yeah, that's how you do it, man. Let me go back to thinking, man, because I don't know. That's different, bro.
Yeah. What you thinking? Can I change your mind? Frustrated cause I deal with you. You keep me in circles trying to guess what to do next. Should I stay or should I go? It's difficult to love you when you don't know what you want, and you're left with decisions while I got cloudy vision. You know, shorty, what you thinking?
You know
what got you thinking?
Let's go.
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know you're thinking. Shorty, what you thinking?
Dr. Dre, he told me, don't let the palm trees fool you, nigga, be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me, too many wavy women. Gotta log out of IG, can't be my A's DMing. No kidding, it's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it, not like you musical niggas. We did it big and they biggest, they rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it, what it feel like to go miss it. In one city, one country, one state. Some place board a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines. Keeping us blind. Vultures eat you alive. Take heed to the signs. Wishing I find one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody.
All my time has spent focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me, and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably. Making room for people who didn't like the labor, but wanted to spoil greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out, apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself, fuck a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotaged, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world because you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is fuck reckless. Y'all niggas got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. Just might have to build my own city where I need a real nigga passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's what we're doing here in the listening room, Philly. What do you say, JP? Is this cuddle music or what?
Definitely cuddle music.
That's what it is, right?
Definitely that, yeah.
It's cold outside, bro. I think when I get cold, I think about I want to be warm. I know a lot of people want to be warm right there. So you don't want to be like all this hustling, getting this money, getting everything, and you come home and your bed empty and just fight. You would fight. You would fight, though.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. You and Fido gonna lick up at that thing. Wow.
You and Fido.
I'm joking.
No,
I'm
you
people
and Fido. I said, nah, no.
Nah, I wake up with feet in my face every day, bro.
Some people cuddle with their dogs.
I ain't in none of that licky-licky, man. I got my children all in my bed, man. I wake up with feet every day. A foot here, a foot where it don't need to go. I'll just be loving it. Yeah, man, I told my children again today. I said, man, I hang out with y'all every day because I see a lot of people walking with Fido and Benny and everybody. And
yeah.
Them dogs get the right treatment, man.
Hey, man, look, ain't nothing wrong with dogs.
I ain't mad at you.
In New York, in New York City, here's one example of why dogs are good. In particular, the ones I like pit bulls. I like the terriers. So, in New York, they got giant rats running through Manhattan right now. So the cats can't do nothing with no rats. But if you have a terrier, them terriers will grab those bitches by the neck and shake them till their neck break. Cats, for instance, some people don't like cats. I want my cats with the mice. And not that I have a rodent problem, but if you do have a rat problem, you need to get you a terrier because them terriers ain't scared of nothing, especially no rat. So they show you on the internet how these terriers are running through the projects and not even the project where the white folks live in the condos. They're running through the condos, killing all these giant rats. And they take them back to their master, they throw them in the bag. You know, so the dogs are useful. If somebody, I call my bitch, a.k.a. my female, her name is Storm, but I call her my bodyguard because she don't let nobody come nowhere near anywhere. And I like that, you know. So it's used for them, especially if you want planet Earth right now. It is used for them, but, you know, they don't come before no humans. That's for sure.
Well, now you done said what you need to say. I'm not going to bother people and they dog. Look, that's your dog. I ain't mad at you. Single women, single men, that's your dog. That's your business. Having your business. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is you can't be walking around the street picking up doo-doo and kissing a dog in the mouth. That is nasty. That is nasty,
yeah.
JP. All right, I'm going to leave it alone right now because I know you're warming up for the Ain't Shit Funny segment.
I'm going to let you
do your thing. I was thinking about this sister today who won't even give me the time of day, bro.
Dang.
She said she busy.
What?
She said she busy.
Shit, man.
Huh? What?
I don't know what to say, but, you know, they might be scared of children nowadays.
Well, look at it this way. If I got mine, I got my children. I ain't got your children. I got my children. Okay, good. That means that I got my children. Handle your business. So anything
right.
You come to the table, you have to do multiplication. Stop being afraid of multiplication. They told you 9 times any number is a serious number. 10 times any number is any number. I asked one of my sons today, I said, what's 0 times 0? He said, 0. I said, what's 0 times 1,000,000? He said, 0. I said, anybody tell you it's good to have 0, tell them what's up. Just give them the math, okay? So don't work for free, bro. Don't work for free. Because now, this is how it works out, JP. Can I tell you a little story right quick?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to tell you a quick story, man, because, you know, I'm in the branding business. I'm in the business or whatever business I'm in. So, you know, I don't look like I'm doing anything or whatever. So that's the whole, that's the persona or whatever. So I was hanging out with some youngins one day, and he was like, yeah, Priest, I want you to come over to our opening of our restaurant. And it was some big restaurant in D.C., and it was nice, you know, before COVID and thing. He's like, yo, you VIP, come on in, boom, boom, boom. So I said, okay, fine. So they left, and I'm walking down the street. So I see another brother. I said, hey, what's up, Priest? How you doing, bro? Boom. So this woman walked past, right? So when she walked past, she looked at the brother. He was dressed nice and all pretty haircut and everything. She said, hey, how you doing? He said, hey, mom, what's up, whatever. So I looked at her. She looked at me and said, and snubbed her nose or whatever. Okay, fine. So the brother laughed. The brother said, Priest, she don't know you. I said, no, I ain't did nothing to the woman at all, right? Cool. That night, we go to the VIP, to this restaurant, right? You with me? Because shit's funny to me, right? We go to the restaurant, and we there, and some guys come up, and they kind of famous movie stars or whatever that shit is. And we all sitting down, we laughing and shit. So then the same woman come into the restaurant, right? So she's trying to sit at the bar, wherever they sitting at. So she's looking over at the VIP. So one of the guys motioned her to come on over. He want her to meet somebody, right? So she came over, oh, hey, how you doing? Everybody, hi. And she looked at me, put her head down or whatever. You know, that snide type of shit, right? So the brother said, yeah, I want you to meet the Priest, man. He right there. Yeah, kiss off. That's what I got to say to these chicks, man. Kiss off. You ain't even got enough nothing to understand the game. So if you understand the game, don't get the blame. Did you catch the story, JP?
Well, she tried to carry you, as they say in D.C.
How you gonna carry me in D.C.? What is the matter with people? I walk around with children all the time, JP, in D.C. What does that tell you? I don't walk around with a dog. I walk around with my children. That means that, well, obviously I can bear the cost, right? I can bear the cost, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I can bear the cost, then you ain't got to worry about being the boss. So I walk around my children every day. You see my children happy, you see me damn near happy. I'm smiling, going about my life. So when I see you, right, I'm just talking to you. Hey, how you doing? I ain't bothering you. So when you got right, this perception of the guy that got the most money and the most this, he look like this, he look like that, wrong answer. Because the guy that don't look like shit got all the answers, man. That's why he went and got the answers, so he can make sure when he get the one woman he want, he be like, yo, you ain't got to worry about shit. Here you go. Go, here go your playground, okay? Because women are looking for Mr. Right, but they looking in the wrong package. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
You don't know?
I guess it's Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. I don't know what some of them are looking for.
Well, man, now you done went back into that. I was trying to play nice, okay? And now you done went and added something to the game. But I think this is the prerequisite to ain't shit funny, JP. I don't think it's funny no more. So what people could do is they can hit the 563-999-3050. Press the number 1 if you have something nice to say. And as always, please apply rule number 1 when you call into this number. JP, assist the people in what rule number 1 is, please.
Don't blow my high.
At all. Don't do it. I don't know, you might want to call in and blow my high, but it ain't good for you, because I will do something that you don't like. But, hey, back to the color music. Hey, JP, I'm going to get ready for this ain't shit funny, but I'm going to go back to coloring for a few more minutes, all right?
Bye.
All right, that's what's up, man. This the listening room feeling, man.
To me, feels like I'm drowning in loving woman and a loving man.
wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Be thinking about when I cuddle here in the listening room, Philly, JP. That's what I be thinking about. And that was my cuddle music. You know who you are. You know where I'm at. You know what I'm trying to do. It is what it is. Be you. I'm going to be me. I'm building an empire. Please join me when you get time. That's what it is. How about that, JP?
That's all good.
I'll give you 5 seconds, man, because I'm over here looking for this music, and that shout out was to you know who you are. You can play hard to get. I don't mind playing hard to get, because it's worth the getting. If you're hard, I ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you anyway. So what I'm rushing for, JP? I'm looking for this one song. So I found it. This is what we're going to do. We're getting ready for Ain't shit funny here on the Listening Room Philly. JP gonna talk about something, so we gonna give him a 5 second. Oh, I see somebody. 6, 7, 8. Let me see what we got. Peace, family.
Peace, peace. What it do? It's your boy Two Face Kanye. What's popping?
Man, I was over here trying to start a riot. JP over here trying to get your mind right. He said, "Well,
what
he goes the segment."
What up, though?
Yeah.
Man, what you about to say?
Segment right here.
Segment?
Nah, mm-hmm. This segment right here ain't shit funny. So we talk about certain things that ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? At
right.
all. But it's serious as shit, but it ain't funny. We may laugh one or two times and all like that. But as a preliminary, what we always do is play this one song to make sure everybody's straight before we get to talking. Because, you know, people be thinking all type of stuff before they come into the room. We want them to go ahead and smoke a joint and get their mind right. You hear what I'm saying, bro? So see, my voice went out because I started getting off already. Give me this little song right here. I'll be right back at you at the Listening Room, Philly. We're going to start up something. We got Two Face in the building. It's about to be on now, y'all.
Get your mind right. 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 Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
Listening Room Philly, you know you had to get your mind right, so I rolled up my spliff. I had enough time to get my mind right. I'm about to light it. I'm going to leave JP to his own devices. We got Two Face in the building. Thanks for joining us. If you want to interact with JP while he get the people all riled up, you feel free, brother. I'm going to get in the background and put a match to this thing because I deserve to be peaceful.
Well, ain't no war going on. It's definitely peace. But peace to the planet. Peace to everybody checking in tonight on Ain't Shit Funny. We're going to talk about the food, not only in this country, but on planet Earth. But what they have announced in the mainstream news is that they're going to be unleashing the lab-grown meat onto American come 2022, which is right around the corner, literally. And if you don't know what lab-grown meat is, basically, in a nutshell, it's cloned meat. They try to make stuff sound pretty, but they're taking clones. Let me read something. It says lab-grown meat is scientifically the same as meat we would get from cows or other animals. The difference is lab-grown meat is produced from cloned cells of cows, for example. Now, to me, this is a lot deeper than the food, but we'll just stick with the food. We'll stick with the food for now. We don't even know what the hell we're eating now anyway, unless you're growing your own food on an organic farm. You don't know really what's in your food. Sometimes you can Google what's the best thing to eat, what's the most organic. But, you know, I remember years ago they told us that the food in the whole food wasn't even organic. And a lot of that food comes from China, which brings me to something else, because a few years back they were explaining on the internet, on YouTube, whatever, they were exposing how China was serving the world fake rice, fake cabbage, fake, you know what I mean? You go to the Chinese store and order some fried rice and vegetables, you know what I mean? You don't know what you're getting. So to me, it just sounds like China's just taking over even more, because it seems like they're the ones that were pushing this whole thing from jump. So we're going to be eating, well, not all of us, but we're going to, well, they're unleashing the clone meat on people. Now, that brings me to something else that ain't really funny. Because folks have been saying for years that a lot of people that we see every day, our favorite entertainers, presidents, popes, all types of people have already been cloned. Even Kevin Hart, in one interview, he was like, you know, they were like, yo, man, you're all over the place. How you do it? He was like, oh, they cloned me. You know what I mean? He said it jokingly, but it's a serious thing. Now, the question is, because as far as I can see, it seems like, okay, you make a clone, it's basically a human without a soul, if that makes sense. So, you know, I don't know, sometimes they got to get recharged, sometimes they fall out, sometimes they, you know, they get sick like humans. I don't know exactly how they control them, but this shit is disgusting. Now, lab meat, back to the lab meat, you know what I mean, what else are they going to be putting on the lab meat? What are they feeding these cloned animals? Are they eating humans? Are they eating pigs? We don't know what they're eating. This shit is not funny. Yeah. This shit is actually disgusting. Beyond meat. Yes, sir.
JP, can I ask you a question? About the cloned people. Do they smoke weed?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
The clones sure smoke weed.
Kanye was on Nori's show smoking the other day. Oops, did I say that? Kanye was on Nori's show smoking the other day. You know what I mean?
Okay. Because
for real, I don't think Kanye been Kanye since he said all that shit about Jigga Man. But that's just my opinion. Because that boy got real weird and real fat and real uncool after he did that shit. And I personally don't think that's Kanye. You know what I mean? They say they arrest some of these people. They say they arrest some of these people when they come out, and they're a whole different cat. Meek Mill. Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
What do you say?
It's what you eat, man. It's what you eat. If they feed you X amount of whatever they're making up in the chemistry, and they're making this shit up, it's got chemistry in it. By the time you finish eating it for 5 days, 2 days, 3 days, 30 days, a year, you coming out different. Okay? That's how it is. So, you know,
I'm not saying I'm not talking about eating something. I'm talking about, like, I'll take you for instance. Like, I got you in my lab. Now I tell you to go in the next room, and you are looking at you, but it ain't no mirror. You're looking at you, talking to you. There's actually a movie coming out, right? There's a movie coming out on Apple. The brother that played, he played a lot of movies, but he played in the Curious Case of Benjamin Button. He was the black guy. That was his Benjamin's mother's man. But anyway, his movie is about being cloned. It's coming out on Apple. Will Smith just did a joint, Gemini Man. He just did a joint. They cloned that cat twice. They cloned him twice in that movie. And he's one of the main celebrities that they're saying has been cloned. Go ahead, I'm listening.
But guess what? I don't think they need, see what it is, look how the world is right now. Men together, women together, so nobody gonna make no babies the old-fashioned way. You know, getting it on, okay? They're gonna be like, let me get a slice of your blood for a second, and then they're gonna clone you, bro. Plain and simple. So they don't need to have no good old-fashioned humpy-dumpy. You know what I'm saying? They be like, yo, let me just get a little prick of your blood. You know what I'm saying? This cat told me the other day, serious business, he said he getting paid to go to this building and ejaculate for $4,000 every 6 months. So he got to go in 3 times a week and let them have some of his semen. I was like, dude, hold on. You go in that thing that many times for $4,000 for 6 months, you should come out and be a J-Lo. You'll make more money, bro. Right?
Yeah,
right.
They can take you to child support court being a gigolo.
But you go nut all them times. You go nut all them times inside of a bottle or whatever, and let whoever got your nut. So you'll walk around
that,
seeing
that
yourself.
Bottle, that bottle's cheaper than their vagina.
Man, listen.
You get on a whole other topic now, because that's why a lot of niggas don't even fuck with lit women anymore, because it's shit like that.
What, the trainee and all that? You wake up and find out it's a man you're sleeping with. Oh, I'm sorry. That's how it is. That's the real world. Keep your pants up. I told y'all a long time ago, y'all told me I was crazy. I said, I only bother women to breed them. If we can't breed, we ain't doing none of that. None of that.
Yeah, no, all that, I hear you. All that sounds good to you standing in front of that judge and they talking about, this woman don't like you no more. Now you got to pay. Now you gotta pay this amount of money, and you better not have married her. You better not have married her, because you gonna have to pay her alimony as well.
Well, guess what? That's the shit I'm in right now, and this is where I'm at with it. How much you need to stay over there? That's what you need. All right, stay your ass over there. I don't care about that. They print money down the street. We acting like money is the end all of this thing. Me being happy is the end all of this thing. My children being happy at the end of all this thing. It was about all of us being happy, but since you happy over there, stay your happy ass on over there. How much you need? All right, cool. Happy ass on over there.
Yeah, they gonna kill them, but they gonna sick Uncle Sam on your ass first. That's what they gonna do.
But guess what? No, man. You gotta give Uncle Sam the duffel bag. Stop tripping, man. See, y'all gotta stop tripping and stop acting like we ain't in America, man. We in America where you gotta go get that anyway. So how much you gotta go get for her to stay over there, okay? Because believe this, right? You got women out here that want you to be free and clear. They will write that broad a chick to stay over there, a check to stay over there. You hear me? You hear me, JP?
Shit, point, I want to see.
What?
I want to see it. I want to see one.
Well, you stick around me long enough, watch. You'll see one write a check and be like, stay over there. Act like it ain't me talking, JP. Okay. See, I ain't gonna be no regular dude for nobody any further. I'll be like, look, I'm the anomaly, I'm the exception to the rule. Okay? As long as you stay over there, we cool. Now, somebody that write you a check, and they gonna write you one check, and that's that check, you go away. Stay across the street. I'm from the projects. See, and when you find the project rules. Some people don't know what project rules are. Well, look at it this way. I lived in the projects. We had Wickham Court. I lived in Richmond, Virginia. So you had Wickham Court, Fairfield Court, Creighton Court, Kipling Court. You had all these different projects. Everybody knew you didn't go in anybody else's projects and show your ass. You didn't do that. Okay? Or you didn't come out those projects. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. We got a war going on over here.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, no, I'm saying we got a walk going on because, see, that's the project living. So as long as you stay over across the street, you could. Okay? You can stay in the projects, but stay over there. Don't trouble stuff. Because when you try to trouble stuff, that's when you got the problems, man. That's how the projects are.
Anyway, well, even women in the project will take your ass in front of the judge.
I ain't saying none of that. You keep talking about that part. How about taking the woman out of the projects so she ain't never got to take you in front of the judge? Because guess what? I ain't never had to be in front of the judge.
You can't guarantee that I take you out of the project. You can't guarantee
you
take out
the
project
something
she's going to be good to you.
Hey, bro, I ain't saying nothing about none of that. So you keep going with this scenario where all that is. See, I'm at the part where having a woman come and feeling the need that you have, she may live in the projects. Okay, that's where she lived at when you met her. She don't have to stay there. Okay, if you trying to bump up with her, I ain't talking about bump and grind. I said if you want to bump up with her, when you want her to be nice, okay, when you want the woman to be healed before you start sexing it, well, don't you want to know she clean? Don't you want to make sure she got the right tea and the right fruit and the right everything? Would you want that? How about that? How about you showing her some of the shit you think you know? And then while you both coming out of the projects, then you can work that shit out, bro. Because believe this, we all in the projects. I don't give a shit what you talk about. We all in the projects. Some of us live in better projects than other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But all that is what it is. But the clone food ain't helping. My man Jadakiss, I was watching an interview with him after the Versus battle, and he was saying Kanye wanted him to be on the Donda album. And he said, man, I wasn't sure about it, man. My man Kanye was kind of different after all that shit happened. Same thing I was saying. So when I'm listening to him, I'm thinking, I don't know what everybody's thinking. I said, yeah, man, they cloned that nigga. That's what I was thinking. So I'm thinking, okay, Jadakiss is saying it how he's saying it without saying, yeah, I think they might have cloned that nigga. Like they cloning our food. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if you can clone a woman, maybe she won't take you to child support. Maybe cloning is a good thing. So maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's something brothers need to learn how to do so they can stay out the system and shit.
Well, how about this, bro? How about this, my brother? I got 15 children. I've been in the child support system since I was 19 years old. I got out of the child support system when I was 57 years old. Okay. You with me?
Congratulations.
Now, that was for the 4 children. Now, I got 11 children with me. Yeah, I ain't no child support system or none of that shit. Because I already learned my lesson. If I'm going to give away $1 million, at least I know what size shoe my children wear. You understand what I'm saying?
Man, I hear you, but that whole thing is funny. Like welfare, you get a house. We give you a house. Just don't have that nigga in the house. You get what you want. You just can't have that. You can't have no father around.
That's cool, too. Go on the project. Get your... Because you know your Tyrone going to come over there anyway. You know that. Right?
Most of the time, yeah. Of course.
Are you going to Tyrone house? Stop playing, man. See, we be tripping like you don't want no house. Look, you got children. You ain't got no help. You're going to have to do what you got to do. That's what they always told us. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I'm a project child.
I mean, yeah, that's what ends up happening. You know what I mean? But again, that is what it is. But the clone meat, y'all be careful with that stuff because you don't know what
you're
trying to
do. Clone meat for the longest time. You ain't never ate Bird Steakhouse, man.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. We probably have, but we've been eating clone rice, clone candy. We've been eating stuff. Some stuff wasn't even invented 100 years ago that is existing now. So we eating all types of shit. The best thing to do, of course, if you can, is to plant your own food. You know what I mean? Get your own garden or farm or whatever kind of land you have. Do your own thing. That's the best thing to do. But other than that, just be careful. Read the label. Check the internet. You know, check Google. Google the shit and see if it's lab meat. And be careful because these cats are crazy. I don't even know what to say. These niggas might not even be human. So I don't even know what they're dealing with. They're talking about scientific. I don't know who these scientists. I don't know nothing. I don't know none of that shit. So be careful what you're eating as much as you can. And that's it. But that's the ain't shit funny. You know what I'm saying? That's the main point of this ain't shit funny is the lab meat. Now we can get back to the child support and all that shit if you want. But that lab meat is definitely weird.
The best part about it is I got a farm, I already grow my own food, me and my family, my friends, we already got all that. And those that eat meat, they got their own meat that they've been growing on their farm for 30 years or more. So we ain't looking for no meat if we got to get some. Okay, we got black Angus cows, top of the line, everything where you want to get. We got the chicken, we got brother growing peacock. You know what I'm saying? We got people, all that stuff is already there. We've been hip to that for a minute. But now here we go. We're not interested in the mass of people coming to our farms and trashing up our stuff, afraid to get dirty. These women with these long fingernails, how are you going to get some dirt in your fingernails? We ain't expecting, you ain't going to eat. I'm sorry, Holmes. All the other girls.
They got McDonald's right now. They don't think they need to get their hands dirty. So, you know, everybody just running to McDonald's right now.
Everyone that go to McDonald's is 100 pounds overweight. So I don't care about what you're talking about. See, that's part of the bad health that people got going on, too. Sit down in the dirt and be like, plant you some food. Stop being you pretty and all that. Now tie your head with a rag. I know somebody told you it's bad for you. But get in the dirt and grow you some food. Sister, that's what you do. And the brothers worse. They ain't trying to get dirty at all. They be like, man, give me a burger of what they Soul and Green. That's what they call it. Because they know there ain't no burgers they eating at McAdee's. It ain't the old-fashioned McAdee's. When I was growing up on McAdee's, they had real beef because they had oversupply of beef in America during them time. So you had real 100% beef in that thing. Added with some other shit, cardboard, everything else, but they had real beef in there for a portion of it. So, you know, we was getting down when you was getting down, but today, I ain't eating none of the animals, man. I don't care who they is, what type of animal, I don't eat it. I don't want no byproduct. Can the clone cows make milk? Can they breed? Can the clones breed?
That's a good question.
Are they like donkeys where they can fuck but they can't breed?
I don't know, can they breed?
We gotta ask the expert about that because that ain't funny at all.
Thanks,
hey, JP, look what happened, man. I gotta put this commercial on right quick, but we will be right back at you on the Listen That Room Philly. Stay tuned. JP gonna close it up soon.
Oh, lovely. I never thought of myself as a complex man or as someone who was really that hard to understand. So it would hardly take a genius to realize I've always been a lot too arrogant, a little too fucking wise. That was a combination that made a lot of folks feel duty-bound to do whatever they could to try and shoot me down, to head off some of the things that I might possibly say, to see if they couldn't take some of my pride away, to bring me disappointment, to teach me to fear it. Obviously, these are folks just didn't have no spirit. Conspiracy don't give up. Yes, it's time to stop your falling. You've been down long enough. Can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Now, people whose lives are so far off the track. What they like best about life is stabbing brothers in the back. And I was obviously too blind and probably too weak to see who was responsible for my losing streak. The best way to explain it is to say simply because I was looking around outside, and the truth is that I was the one. So I got locked into all of the analysis and found myself locked into a kind of paralysis. And something was calling and I almost didn't hear it, but I spent a lot of time being blessed by the spirits. You say don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. And can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirits. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Talking about spirit. It didn't matter whether it was a child or an adult. There was absolutely no one I could not insult, so that I could isolate myself somewhere off to the side and continue to juggle all the possible whys. The warmth I once could generate so well had turned into a frozen hell, and all of the discouraging injustices I felt had pinned me somewhere inside a drug-infested cell, where those who told didn't know and those who knew didn't tell, and I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. And then I heard, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Been down long enough. Yeah, can't you hear the spirits calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Ain't no way overnight to turn your life around. And this ain't the conversation of someone who never falls back down. But no matter how long you've been on trial with the days and the weeks of self-denial, and no matter how many times you tried to make it and found out that right then you just couldn't take it, if you're looking for a loser who found strength and success, remember the spirit of Brother Malcolm X. And know that you can leave all of your mistakes behind the day that you really make up your mind. Really make up your mind, really make up your mind, really make up your mind. Come on, brother, pull on up. Stand on up, stage, don't give up. Yes, it's time to stop your falling. Calling on you, you've been falling down long enough. Yes, and can't you hear the spirits calling? Hear the spirits calling. Stop your falling. Yes, and you've been down long enough. Yeah, can't you hear the spirits calling? Hear the spirits calling.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's good. I'm your Jonathan. JP3 is in the house. Contemplate something you need to say to make everybody feel good, because you got people calling on the phone, leaving me messages on my phone. You know what I'm saying? What is he talking about?
Hey, that's why it's called Ain't Shit Funny.
Yeah, but they should call the radio show and tell you that shit ain't funny. Don't tell me. Just like the ghetto would. Tell your boy to watch his mouth. You can't do that shit. Get out of here. Call him on the radio and say, yo, you better watch your mouth, man. And then, you know,
call
that's big up the show,
express
right?
Express yourself. Express yourself.
Hey, yeah, because I'm hot. I think I'm hot. And you ain't got to smoke nothing to be high, drink nothing, none of that. I was high when you got here.
How much was it? Okay.
That's that new way of getting money. Just walk around and get it. Cash out me. Get me out. DoorDash. Hey, look. This is a funny thing. This is a serious shit, right? My man showed me a website the other night, right? And
uh-huh. These
people are selling, they're selling pizza. Regular, ordinary pizza. Say you want a veggie pizza, 6 combo with all this on it, right? How much this pizza, JP? How much this pizza, JP? $240.
Who's that
for this pizza? What? What you at? What? You can ask me for the website.
Who's eating a $240 pizza?
Listen, a slice of pizza is $40.
I know in New York, a certain slice in New York is definitely like $20-something, depending on where you are.
I'm just saying. My man said, and they deliver to your house.
From where? Germany?
Excuse me?
Where they bringing it from? Germany?
No, man, they're in D.C. You know, D.C. is the world capital of get that shit and get it rocking. That's what D.C. is. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
so now,
good luck with that.
When you get your... Nah, ain't no luck. You know when people come and show me what they doing, you think luck is involved when they come show me, JP? You know there ain't no luck involved in that shit. They deliberately get it, you catch me? And they be like, yo, Priest, what do you think about this? So I'm going like, yeah, that's good, because... Man said, only thing he got to do is deliver 100 pizzas a night, and he good.
So you tell me somebody's delivering 100, 200-something dollar pizzas a night.
$240 for a pizza. You get it to what you like, pineapples and bacon, he will put that shit on there. You want some guava on your pizza,
That sounds like Pizzagate. Remember that Pizzagate scandal where they were ordering... They were ordering pizza from Adams Morgan, and it was they were actually ordering children.
Oh, but no, see, you ain't putting none of that. Look, JP, you don't break rule number one, JP. Hey, look, man, I already know that's where you were headed.
You said DC, man. I'm just checking out the scene. You said
I'm
DC.
I'm not talking about them. Listen to the conversation, JP. That's why it's called the listening room. Philly. We in Philly talking. See, that's what I said. I said, a brother came to me, priest, all right? Priest, right? Not dude. Came to priest and said, look at my business. Look it over. So I checked out the website, and I was like, hold up, man. Why are you selling pizza for $240 a whole pizza? He said, because people want to be high, and they want to eat. So I got the best weed and the best pizza. So
okay.
I'm going to make sure they get it. Huh?
Okay. Well, he got it, dude.
100 times 240 is what?
24,000.
I forgot 10. A night. Now, I know you don't sell pizza. That's your problem, see? Pizza business is booming.
A night,
bro. Catch me. So he got 5 drivers, and they all getting a slice of whatever's going on. So they little company, their company's getting down on the get down. So they came and let me know, do you want to get in or not? And I said, do I get free pizza or what? He said, no, that's the business, man, but we can smoke this herb right here. I was like, okay, we're good to go. We're good to go, JP. You know, I'm trying to be special on the planet. You know how it is. So what you saying about this ain't shit funny, man, because, listen, I don't know about this fake food, but, you know, what made me stop eating chicken about, what was it, about 30, it's almost 30 years ago, I stopped eating chicken, right? We used to go to a place, we used to call it Jimmy Wang's, right, in Baltimore. And the people had the best chicken wings, man. You just put some hot sauce on them drinks and boom, they bust out the wing and you're good to go. So now I started noticing the chicken wing was bigger than normal. I mean, big chicken wing. I'm like, you eating it? But he's like, hold on, man, that chicken wing is too good, man. What kind of chicken wing is this? And you find out that the people are growing chicken back then. 30 years ago, they were growing chicken with six wings on it. I kid you not. See, people think it's a hoax. No, man, they were doing that shit. So they were testing that on people like me who love to go to Jimmy Wang because them people will sell you anything. And you know that, and everybody on the planet know that. So eat at your own risk at any of them spots. Now, I stopped eating chicken wings because I was like, that don't work. So I was like, okay, I ain't eating no more chicken. So cool. So me, I like to eat my eggs in the morning, chop it up, put some little stuff in it, you know, make, because I'm a cook. I like getting down and getting down, as you well know. I like getting down and get down. So one day I was chopping up the eggs and getting down and get down, and it just came to my brain like, you know you're scrambling up baby yolk, right? That's yolk. That's yolk for a baby.
That's an aborted fetus.
You chop it up. No, it ain't aborted. It's about to be scrambled eggs.
You're eating an aborted fetus.
It's not aborted. You're eating that. You took the egg for the people. They had no choice in the matter. The chicken didn't have a choice. You took his egg. And then you're going to go scramble it up. Good for you. So now, as I was cooking the egg, I was contemplating all that. I was like, but I don't eat baby sack. I don't eat baby sack. It's baby sack you cook it. So, you know, being a college student and all that type of foolishness, I'm like, I ain't doing that no more. Come to find out, they've been injecting eggs with hormones for the last 27 years.
Of course.
You with me, JP?
Of course.
Shit ain't funny, but I stopped eating it right when they started injecting shit. They probably been injecting it beforehand, but I stopped eating all of it. And here's the funny part, JP. After I became what they call ITAL, we call it ITAL. When we became ITAL, then the world started hanging out with Rastafari people. And then what they did, they said, well, we got a thing called vegan. Vegan is the same thing as ITAL, but they can't cook like we cook. They can't get the food that we get,
right.
So they vegan.
Right.
So they created all this fake food. You still don't know what's in the veggie burger. You still don't. It could be a human being. You don't know what's in that.
Straight
they
up.
They're telling you it's chicken. You don't know. They say chicken. It tastes like chicken, but it ain't no chicken. It's textured tofu. I'm like, I don't know about that. So you got to understand, these people put it on us to like, we going to feed you, and that's it. You going to have to take it or leave it. And most of us just go ahead and leave it because, you know, I go my front yard, so I ain't playing with nobody.
I had the pleasure of doing a song with the great Maimuna Youssef, and the brother Jabari was on it too, but it was called No GMO. It was a song to Monsanto. It's actually up there on YouTube, but because it's not just the meat, like, you know what I mean? I guess you can't call it clone fruits and vegetables, but they definitely have genetically modified everything. But when you see, especially when you see the seedless grapes, seedless anything, it's like eating lab meat. You eating lab vegetables, lab, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're surrounded, you know what I'm saying? So unless you're really growing your own and really living like that, which most of us aren't, because everybody's just in this matrix right now, but unless you're doing that yourself, you don't really know what you eat. You know what I'm saying? But we did a whole song on that, John. We did a little tour, because people were really against the Frankenstein fruit, the Monsanto shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's really what it is. It's like all these people, yeah, you want to be ITAL, you want to be vegetarian, you want to eat meat, you don't want to eat meat. But it's like either way, people are still catching all types of cancers here and there. in America and around the world is because, okay, you're a vegetarian. Okay, what kind of fruit? Did you grow that apple yourself, or that grape, or did you get your greens from China? Like, where'd your greens come from? Well, that shit might be fake. That cabbage you eat and that rice and whatever else you eat, that might be fake. So it's not just the meat, you know what I'm saying? You really gotta just watch what you're putting in your body as far as everything, but especially the food and television and all that crap, you know. So it's just watch your diet from the food to the television to everything. It's just try to be aware of what they're actually doing to our food. That's really all I'm saying in this ain't shit funny portion, because people are hungry. You can't hate on people for eating, because when people are hungry, it's a problem. But just be careful. Be careful what you eat. That's all.
It is what it is. Okay, people, look at it this way. When I stop eating animals, right, when I stop eating all that stuff that people tell you supposed to eat, when I cleaned out my system and started going to Blue Nile Botanical over in D.C. and started drinking tea and doing all that peaceful stuff, I made 13 children. My youngest child is 3.
You probably would have done that anyway.
See, if you eat, we call it deaders. If you eat dead animals, your system won't reproduce itself at all. Your system won't reproduce itself. Most people have been talked out of having children because it's so expensive. I'm saying, look at it this way. After the first $3-4 million, stop complaining and get back to seeing what size shoe your child wear, man. Man, I don't know about women, what they got to do, because I've never been one. But I know man got to get down and say, get down, talking about you always getting money. I use that excuse too. And I ain't get to see my grown children grow up because I was getting that money and all that BS. I ain't see my second set of children grow up because I had to get that money. But the next 11, I'm seeing them every day. I ain't getting the money. I figured it out. Like, you ain't going to suck on me wasting my time. I'm wasting my time. See, my time is very valuable. If you're giving a guy time, you can't give me money. You got to give me something else besides money. Can I ride in your airplane? That type of position.
Yeah.
My time? No, my time ain't no time like that. I'm one of the guys you pay by the hour. Okay? I'm one of the guys you call when you're trying to get something done. Done. You trying to get it done? Okay, good. How much is worth to you? It's worth everything to me, then. That's how much it's worth to me. Everything to me. Guy told me today, he said, I want you to brand my company and blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, fine. He said, well, how much do you want? So my son Vaughn started laughing. He said, I take my children to business meetings. So the man said, so why he laughing? Because I just finished telling you I need a new house. That's it. You asking me, what
don't
does
we
it
all?
Yeah. If you ask me how much it costs for my services, I'm telling you, I'm after that new house over there on Foxhall Road. That's earning $3.5 million. So which part are you contributing to that? You want me to do that for you? Cool. You know I can do it, so that's not the problem. You talking about you want to pay me? Okay, fine. That's not the problem, because you're going to pay me. Now you asking me how much? How much you want your shit to work? Okay. Huh?
Well, you got to establish that how much, that's for sure.
Well, look at it this way. When you go to the gas pump, right, do you put $20 worth of gas in the car, or do you just go and fill it up and then pay whatever it costs?
Well, actually, it depends on the day for me, but it could be either or.
Nah, check that out. Most people are just like that, right? Right?
Yeah,
depending on the day.
I might not feel like putting $50 in my tank right now.
Right. So now I might just need my light bill paid. Today is the special. You want me to do that for you? My light bill, pay that.
There you go. See, that's called bartering.
No, that's called having your light bill paid. I don't know about the bar. I don't know about bothering nobody, man. I don't bother or bother with people. I'm just into getting it done. No, I ain't worried about you give me, because you asking me for a service. So I'm giving you a service. and you're paying my light bill. So we got to make this shit simple now, JP. We can't be playing with people. Because in the branding business, this is how the branding business works. People want you to, they want to give you money for you to make their business grow. Okay, good. How do you make their business grow? You get a top influencer to come and make their business grow up. Good. That means you got to get a top influencer for what? Not money. He might want a brand, or she might want a brand new Phantom. You got to come up with that Phantom to make your business grow. Because don't nobody want to pay taxes on the money no more, bro. That's why everybody going to Bitcoin and everything else. You with me? All right, JP, I'm done, man. Look, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say thank you to all that ancient funny. I'm going to put on this song right here to get myself out of a problem. If I said anything to anybody tonight that you didn't like, well, guess what? You can go to the archives. Hear me piss you off one more time. Anytime, just go to the Dirty Basement archives and replay the show, and I'll make you mad all over again. But just in case I didn't, this what it is, right?
Stop all that, Buster.
Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my fan. Oh, I won't worry. Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, cause I need to get my stash, and I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry.
Don't stop worrying, you ain't gonna get it.
all I'm worried about my cash. All I need to get my last. And I'm worried about my woman, cause she's worried about my cash. Oh, Lord. I ain't gonna worry. Doggone it.
I'm Yos Pre-Silica. That song right there was written and produced and sung and everything by JP3 himself. Thank you for that tune right there. The world needs that music, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you for playing it. Shout out to Listening Room Philly, oh, yeah. Listening Room DC, and Dirty Basement. Thanks for playing it.
All the time. So, yeah, I only play music I like. I don't play music you like. I play the music I like.
Right.
And if I like your music, I'll play it. And if it's really some good music, we'll push it through the system and get everybody paid. Because that's what we on the radio
hey,
base
any,
do.
Anytime I can be on the same lineup as Al Jarreau, it's all good. And Bill, I'm good.
People are trying to understand that that's how you get in the business, by being on a platform with people that already made their bones. If you was in the mob, you know what that means. These people already earned their right. So some people earned their right, but they ain't getting no recognition. So I'm just putting on the music that people need to get some recognition. A lot of forgotten people, a lot of people you may have heard of, and you might have liked their music once upon a time, but I'm here to put the music back on and let people get to hearing what it is all about. So with that in mind, I'm going to say thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. JP might want to say something nice to you. I was listening to Minnie Rippleton a few seconds ago. I said I'm going to share that with y'all because y'all might need to know where we're going, JP.
That's all good. Peace to the planet. Check me out on Studio JP3 2012-2021 on Instagram, and you know, we calling at y'all soon. Make sure you check that food before you eat it.
Yeah, order a pizza while you at it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We're gonna do the thing right. Yeah, so I'm your host, Pre-Silica. You can always hit me up on Pre-Silica, that's on IG, and Priest Works, that's on IG. You always hit me and my children on there, so you know it's the real page. Because any page that don't have my children on it, they should have their own children on it. You know what it is, man. But I'm going to leave y'all with some Minnie Rippleton, because this song right here, people don't even understand. It's about something else. Thank you for listening to us tonight, people. Y'all have a peaceful evening. Thank you.
I've grown tired of fighting, whether you're right or wrong, whether I'm weak or strong in your eyes. Cause it's a lonely feeling watching you turn away. Does it really have to be this way?
On and on tonight, you made a point of being right. You're making this a game instead of love. Don't you know?
Have I ever